That's it. Okay. Okay. Yeah, so we're going in the Ramban. So Ramban says he has Ramban is bothered in general by the Tosus Shita and the Ranz Shita. And he says in truth he's really bothered with the Gemara. With the Gemara itself. Because you got it there? Because the Gemara never uses the term that something is mechusar or something, mechusar maisa, unless it's not possible physically to perform the action that's required. Okay? By the Kavura case. You can't bury the tree if it's attached to the ground. So we were saying like this. So definitively, what does that mean according to the Ramban? Definitively, what is it? What's the psul in general when the Torah says, when the Gemara says that it's no good because it's mechusar maisa? Okay. So we were saying that means that the cheftz is no good. In other words, the entity of a mitzvah has to be roi for the mitzvah. That's our definition in the Ramban, right? So he's saying that's normally what the Torah, what the Gemara means when it says you can't use this because it's mechusar maisa. It means say that if the fulfillment of the mitzvah requires a certain action and this entity is not capable of the action, then it's not an entity of the mitzvah, right? Good definition? Okay. And just to throw this in as a somewhat of an example, you have the opposite. You do have something like the opposite in Torah as well. You know what I mean?
We have that
because it's roy, it's good, even though it's not actually done.
Because it's roy,
that makes it good. Now, it's roy. What I'm saying is roy is the main thing. So that's what I'm saying. If it's not roy for the thing, meaning say because it's mechusar maisa, then it's not the chetza of the mitzvah. But you have the false expression is like the Gemara sometimes will say. The Gemara says famous expression in Gemara. Call a roy lebila, ain't bila makevespo, right? In other words, that it's brought up in a lot of contexts. But the primary case is by minachos, that if you have a mincha is a flower offering, right? So you have to mix it with oil, right? But the Gemara says, even if it's not actually mixed, as long as it's roy to be mixed, okay? So in other words, so if it was in a kli that was too small to contain the oil and to do the mixing, it'd be no good. Even though it doesn't actually have to be mixed, b'di'evad. So you see, roy is the main thing. Does it have the quality of the mitzvah? Does it have the ability to perform the mitzvah? That's going to define the cheftza for the mitzvah. Yeah.
But the kizah mincha still has to be mixed eventually, though, right?
No.
And
no.
So not at all?
Not at all. Just has to be roy for it.
B'di'evad.
The mitzvah b'shlimusa, you're not yotzi the mitzvah b'shlimusa. That's one of the odd things in kachim that you have l'chatchila and d'yevet. It's not something you normally have in a deraisa. But in kachim you have a lot of it. That you can have the mitzvah l'chatchila, the proper way to do it, and then you have, and sometimes you can have that the b'dievet is good. So that's the anomaly. That's what the Gemara is saying. That even though b'dievet will be good without the mixing. But if it's not roy to be mixed, then it's just not the entity of the mitzvah at all. If it's not capable of having the mitzvah performed b'shleimusa on it, then it's not the cheftz of the mitzvah at all.
They had that also in other cases with shlichos by bris, right? That if a person's roy for bris, then it will still work.
That's a good point. That's shlichos in general, right?
But in general, but if she would do it, then right. That is that case, not.
Right. If you're not a ben bris, if you're not in the bris, you can't be a shliach. Or like the Gemara says, an eved can't be a shliach for a get because he's not shayach to krisis. They don't have an eved doesn't have a system of getting. But
once they're roy, their eyes will still be chal.
Right. Okay. Shlichus is a what?
No, I'm saying like shlichus would be a better case. I mean, a better case would be like let's say a pigeon or there. Right, if a woman would take the ben, for a woman by getting, right? If she would take the get and give it.
So that's good. A woman could give a get. A woman could be a shliach for a get.
Give the get, or she wouldn't receive the get.
No, she can be a shliach for somebody. A woman could be a shliach.
Because she's part of giving.
Because she's part of giving. Okay.
So, even giving.
Even
in the Sina,
she could be a shliach. That we did last year. Not for herself. She could just be a shliach for someone else. A woman is 100% a good shliach.
Yeah, but she's only no get to.
So, a man can receive a get for a woman. Does that bother you? For some reason, that doesn't bother you. So, back to the Ramban. Yeah, so that's the Ramban's question, that you don't see a psul, you don't see the Gemara say that it's possible because it's mechus or maisa unless it prevents the maisa of the mitzvah from being done. But over here, what's the problem? You have a long piece of paper, you can give the whole paper. You have a horn on the cow, give the whole cow. There's no way to say that there's a psul in the cheftza, because the cheftza is not roy in its present state for the maisa mitzvah. So he says, what does the Gemara mean? It's mechus or maisa. Okay, that's his question. Solid question. So what's his answer? So he says like this, yesh lomar, kevan shein bedaito litein lo poro. Kevan shein bedaito litein lo poro. You have a question, Robbie?
No.
Kevan shein bedaito litein lo poro. Mechus or mikri. Right? So he says, since, now the Ramban, this is the first time we're seeing this, the idea of Das. Since he did not have in mind, when he wrote the get, to give her the whole para. Para is an expensive item. Mechusar Mikri. Now it's called Mechusar. Why? But you could still give the whole thing. Dehayach Nesina Achritihi. Because this is a different Nesina. Unesina de Karen lo efshar ela bikitzitza. So what's he saying? He's saying that what?
It's a mindset, right?
Hold on, let me get this straight. That what? That since he had in mind to what? To give her the Karen. He had in mind to give her the Karen. That's what he's saying, right? He had in mind to give her the Karen. Right? Let's get the formula. He had in mind to give her the Karen. And now what? The Karen is attached to the cow. So what's the problem that the Ramban is highlighting here?
The cow would not be giving the thing he thought he was giving when he wrote it.
That the Nesina that he has in mind, right? Let's just be descriptive. The Nesina that he has in mind is what?
Impossible to do.
Impossible. Let's try to stick. The Ramban's question... The Ramban's answer is not undoing his question. It's in line with the premise of his question. So he's trying to find a way to make it impossible. You understand where he's going with this?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm just curious. What if the Baal did the thing?
Right. He says v'chein nesina de'ola u'miktzas cheres. He's linking. He's taking all the cases now. Mechusar kitzitzah kevin she'ein nosein lo hakol. So too, when you take the leaf off of the tree, or the part of the pottery, meaning you had that in mind, that was originally what you had in mind to give, then it's mechusar maisa. Why? She'eino nosein lo hakol. Okay. So what is this chiluk? What is the Ramban's idea here? Let's just be careful. Let's get this straight. So he's saying that what? He's saying that what? What's the psul? See, the Ramban is the only Rishon, aside from the Rav Haigon, he's going to introduce, that is learning. He's learning it a new way, right? No, as before this, we had a psul in the Maisa, we had a psul in the Nesina, according to Tosos, right? The Yamafsik between the Ksiva and the Nesina, and we had a psul in that is going to passel the Ksav, right? But the Ramban is now a third idea. That it really is in the cheftza. It really is in the cheftza itself. That the cheftza that's not roy for the maisa is an invalid entity to write a get on. The only catch is that what? That he's saying that your das can define what the cheftza of the get is. Your das beforehand will be koveya what the cheftza of the get is.
Is that how he's different than the rum?
Yeah.
What the get is, or what you're going to be giving.
Same thing.
Just because, like, no, because let's say you have, like, the horn is the get, but you say, like, oh, I'm going to give a whole parage because I'm not sure. Because if you view it, you can still view it two separate
Okay,
things.
That's a good question. That's a good question. That's a good question. Yeah.
It's also different from the Ron because the Ron, I don't think the Ron would have a puzzle at the outset of the ceremony.
Right. Correct. That's true. That's like Robbie's question. Correct. But let's see the Rav Hai, because through Rav Hai he expands this idea. We haven't really gotten deep enough to really understand this Ramban yet. Well, the fiza tam nearly devar shel Rav Hai zal sheomar. It's a little bit funny. You got to think it through. It sounds good at first. We got to think it through a little carefully. Sheim im mikodem ksiva havadaita lemegas leislon ba. If the guy had in mind, then what? If the guy had in mind before the ksiva to cut it, what? What does he have over there? Is that the right? What is your brackets? Yeah, because that's what you need. Otherwise, it doesn't make any sense. Otherwise, it means the opposite of what you're saying. Right? In other words, you're saying that if you had in mind beforehand, if you had in mind before the ksiva to cut it afterwards, you had in mind, I have a big piece of paper, I have in mind, I'm going to trim it after the ksiva. Mm-hmm. Right? If you have that in mind, then it's puzzle. Right? Oh, that's the Ramban. Elu dvar, v'heim nechonim, l'divreinu, d'mechusar maisa b'nesina zu k'omar rachmana. That doesn't mean it's mechusar maisa, not mechusar maisa absolutely, because you could give the get. But it's mechusar maisa in this nesina. U'bedaito shel odam hu chesron zeh. Just tell me if it's different. And in the das of the person is where this deficiency is. The habit tolashu, because it really is tolish, so it's not an absolute impossibility. It's because what he had in mind he can't do. Hold on. Umihu gabi para, but what about the para case? Why can't you write it on the para? Why can't you have it? But Rav Hai Gaon holds that what? So let's get Rav Hai Gaon Shita. Let's just get the facts straight. That what? What are the facts according to Rav Hai Gaon? Anybody want to say what the facts are according to Rav Hai Gaon? No, the facts. Tell me the facts. Halacha lemaisa facts.
If you saw it, whatever you defined it as in the beginning in your head.
Right.
Right. That is the object you're giving. You give something else, right? Then it's mechusar.
So write the Shulchan Aruch according to Rav Hai Gaon. If you have in mind to write to cut the get off of the parchment after you, if before you write it, you have in mind that you're going to cut it off.
That's the only matter.
Then it's puzzle, right?
Yeah, we'll
then it's puzzle. I don't want ideas. I just want to know the facts. Then it's puzzle. But let's say I didn't have in mind anything. I had in mind to give the whole thing. Then what? And then I cut it afterwards. Is it puzzle? No. Right? Am I right? It was a coin of Rav Hai Gaon.
Which you could.
I'm not telling you why it's true. I'm just telling you it is true.
How do you know it?
Because that's what he says.
Wait, so he's saying even if you write it, but you didn't have a das yet?
Rav Hai Gaon is saying the only psul is if you have in mind that you're going to give only half of the paper. Right? You have a long piece of parchment. And you have in mind at the outset that you're going to write the get, but cut it off, right?
Okay.
Then it's puzzle. Then it's puzzle. Why? Because I'll indulge David a little bit. Because the nesina I wanted to give, which was this half of this paper, I couldn't do without cutting it off.
Yeah.
even though I'm not convinced that that's true, because I can still give the okay, right? But even though I could do the nesina in an absolute way, I just give the whole thing. It's not impossible to do the nesina. But he's saying, but the nesina I had in my das, which is half of this page, I can't do without cutting it, right? That's the only psul. But there's no psul of cutting it, per se, right? In other words, if I had in mind to give her the whole cloth with the extra, and then later if I want to cut it, that's no problem. And what's the proof? What's the proof? And his proof is, his biggest proof, did you read the Ramban? His biggest proof is what? The Gemara that says, if you take the Zman out, it's kosher. Because that means that initially you had in mind to give the whole thing. And now you cut off the Zman, it's not a problem. Why? Because initially you had in mind to give the whole thing. The only problem is when initially you had in mind to cut it after you write it.
So what exactly is the problem there?
We're going to have to define that. But the problem he's saying is that in your das, the nesina of your das is not possible without the ketzitza.
Yeah, but I'm just assuming the ketzitza falls into place there.
I know, we have to define it. But the nesina, before we can define something, we have to really be sure we have the facts right. Okay? So the facts are what? That what? That the facts are as I'm telling you. Does anybody disagree? The only problem is, if I have in mind, at the get-go, I have in mind that I'm going to write the get on a 2 foot long piece of paper, and I'm going to give her 1 foot, right? But if I have in mind, I'll throw in the whole 2 feet, right? And then in the end, they say, you know what? I'll keep a foot. That's not a problem. And the raya is, if you write the whole get, it's written with the zman, and you certainly had in mind to give her the zman when you first wrote the get, yet the Gemara says that cutting off the zman later would not be a psul of ketzitza. Why? Because you had in mind to give it initially. As long as you have in mind to give it initially, it doesn't matter what you do later. The only psul is if you have in mind to do a nesina on part of the paper, then it's possible because that nesina requires a ketzitza. You hear what I'm saying?
Facts. So when you originally planned to give the 2 feet, would you say no das, or you had das for 2 feet, and now you're changing das for 1 foot?
Doesn't matter. I would go with no das as well. It doesn't make a difference.
Because of emunasana.
The only psul is if you have das to cut it. That's the only psul. Then there's one problem. So there's only one problem left in terms of facts. What's the problem case in terms of facts? The para. Because it's mashma from the Mishnah that even if I wrote it on the keren of the para in a generous mood, right, and then I cut it off later, it's still possible. But that seems to go against Rav Haigelin's principle. Right? How come cutting it off the keren of the para is possible even though I initially intended to give it the whole para? According to Rav Haigelin, it should be kosher. Right? So that's what the Ramban comes back to address. He says, umihu, right? Why does he say mihu? Because it sounds like a problem. Umihu gabi poro v'chol dover she, what does he say? Shi'uro. She shi'uro choshev eitzel akol. Now, but by the poro and anything that what is left over is choshev, according to everybody, meaning a cow. A cow is definitely a dover choshev. Not considered like just a scrap of the original paper. You don't call this the cow, just the leftovers of my horn.
Right, there's all kinds
I got the horn. Who wants the leftovers? Nobody says something like that, right? So over there, it's ushmo olav bifnei atzmo. Very important phrase. Ushmo olav bifnei atzmo. What does it mean it's davar chashuv? It means it has its own shame. Notice you never call it by the as a leftover of the other thing. It always has its own shame. Right? So even though you remove it, you don't call the thing that's left a remainder of the thing you took. It has its own shame. Afilu nosan daito shelo l'shayer posel. And in that case, even though you have in mind to give the whole thing, it still would be possible to cut it off later. Demasnisin to parastamatnan. That's a fact. The Mishnah doesn't say when you intended to give the par, the karen. It just says if you wrote it on a para, any which way you wrote it, if you cut it off, it's possible. V'yesh lismoch zeh mimash amru gizio lizman, gozye lizman v'yovan yele mai. Okay. So Rav Hai, he like, you know, it seems like it's going well, and then he says, but there's one small exception, but that seems to destroy the whole thing. Initially he says, as long as the only psul is, if the nesini had in mind, it's not possible. But if the nesini had in mind is possible, it doesn't matter what you do later. And then he says, except for a para. So we can't have something like that. That's unacceptable. We have to have, there's no such thing as an exception. There's no such thing as an exception to the idea. The idea has to remain the same. There might be an exception to the, it might have an outcome that doesn't follow the same pattern as before, but it has to be because the case is different and it's obeying the principle. You hear what I'm saying? So we have to, when we're defining Rav Haigon, we have to be able to come up with a definition that would lead us naturally to the exceptional outcome of para. This is what you guys should be spending your time on, just to let you know. In terms of preparation for Shiur, this is what I expect. I expect you to go through something like this, notice this problem, and work on it. Okay? So what do you say? How can we define Rav Hai? Okay. In other words, what Johnny is saying is, what do the two cases have in common? What do the two cases of writing it on the para, on the Karen Shel para, with any das, and then removing the para, have in common with writing it on a long piece of paper with das specifically to give the shorter piece? In other words, what we're saying is, since we're saying there's no exceptions to a principle, those two cases, in an abstract way, have to be able to be described identically.
When you say that, the case,
your definition is reality.
So let's go back to what the Ramban. Let's go back to the principle that the Ramban laid out in the beginning. When you're reading a Rishon, or anything that you're reading, you have to try to identify where he is giving the main svara.
It's a new thing.
A new thing. That's the main svara. The main svara is what? Is he says the problem is that in your das, your koveya one chefza, right? In your das, your koveya a certain chefza, let's say half the paper, as your get. But why is that a problem?
The Nesina
is different, right? That's what he says. He says the problem is if, so let's think about that carefully. He's saying if I write a get on a half of a paper and I have in mind to give half the get, right? So he's saying what? That Nesina is a different Nesina than giving the whole paper, right? And it was logically. That's the logic that he's building up. He's saying, You have to think about that. You have to identify the logic that he's giving us. He's saying like this. He's saying, if I write a get on a half of a piece of paper, with the intent of severing it and giving the get alone, right? That is a nesina. That's one kind of a nesina. And what? This is also very important. And what? If I would give the whole piece of paper, that would be a different nesina.
From your original.
No. Those two nesinas would be different.
Right.
In other words, if, this is what he's saying. If I write a get in a long piece of paper with intention to cut it afterwards, right, that sets up the possibility for two nesinas. Right? There's two nesinas now that are available. There's the nesina of this document as is, and there's the nesina of the get that I envisioned beforehand. Now, in order for any of this to make sense, you have to say, he's saying that those are considered two different nesinas entirely. And therefore, the term of mechusar applies. Why? Because once I write the get on the paper, on half the paper, with the intention to give only one half, right, now there is a nesina of only half of the paper. Right? And that nesina is impossible without the ketzitza. So he's going back to his impossible svar. But that means to say that if I would give the whole paper, that would be one type of nesina, and if I would give half, it would be another type of nesina. Okay? Now slow down. There's one more thing we got to realize that he's also saying. He's saying, but if I have in mind to give the whole paper l'chatchila, right? Why don't I say there's also two nesinas?
Right.
Why don't I say, okay, that's very nice, but still l'maisa, if I give the whole thing, it's one type of nesina, and if I cut it off, it's another type of nesina. How come? See, he's trying to say that the problem ultimately is that you gave a nesina that was not available when you wrote the get. In terms of the pure halachic psul, that's what he's saying. He's saying the psul is that you're writing the get, that you're writing the get on a cheftza that is incapable of the nesina that you gave. So lamafreya, you might say, I don't know exactly what you say, but lamafreya, the cheftza is no good. Because the cheftza that you used was incapable of the asiyas ha-mitzvah that you intended.
So you're saying the nesina is bad, or you're saying the cheftza is bad?
I'm going with the cheftza.
All right.
Intuitively, I go with the cheftza right now. But we'll have to think about it. We'll have to make that decision when we really get this shita down. But you understand, that's what he's saying. In other words, if I would describe the psul, how would you describe the psul? You'd say the psul, what he's saying is, the psul is, right, Aaron? The psul is that I gave a nesina, I gave a nesina that was impossible at the outset. Why? Because in my mind I defined half the document as a get. For some reason, he's saying, if I have in mind that I'm going to write the get on half the paper, that sets up two nesinas, right? One is impossible now, and one is possible now. If I go with the impossible one now, it's possible. Okay? Now without going any deeper, now at least you can see, right, like you were saying, that the Pura case is similar. The only difference is like this, when I write the get on the Keren Shel Pura, there's intrinsically two nesinas. Right? That's not, since the Pura is a chefza that's chashuv and has its own shame, the nesina of a Pura and the nesina of a Keren are definitively two different types of nesinas. Right? So if I wrote it on the Keren, no matter what I had in mind, if I cut off the Keren and give it to her, that nesina would be a nesina that was impossible before. Why? Because you don't just say that I shortened the Keren. You don't say that it's essentially the same nesina without the leftovers. Am I losing you?
Let's go back one step.
I jumped ahead. So let's go back to my original question. Let's say you have in mind to give the whole piece of paper. So aren't there also two nesinas there?
Right.
Aren't there also two nesinas there? Because physically, I mean, it's true. I can give the whole paper with the get and the remainder, or I can give the just the get. I mean, it should be that always there are always available these two nesinas, right?
Why is that different?
So why is that different?
So before we the actual thing, I haven't done anything.
So what does your das really do? What does your das really do?
In the case
with the long piece of paper, what does your das really do? What's the difference between? But how? How? What is your das really doing?
Is your das creating the get and excluding the other possibility?
What do you mean?
Are you saying that I have dosed for the long piece of paper?
Right.
So now there could have been two possibilities here. It could have been short piece of paper or long piece of paper. I have dosed for a long piece of paper. So now I'm creating my get is a long paper get.
Okay.
The miyute, the short paper.
Okay.
So I'm defining get as the long paper get.
Okay.
Now if I cut it off,
I'm fine. I know you're going the wrong way.
Right. Right.
But if I have in mind to give the short paper get, then what am I defining?
I have in mind the short paper get.
The short paper get as the get.
But what am I defining?
The get as being only that part.
Correct. In other words, what the Ramban is saying is like this, that if I have in mind, if I have in mind the whole paper, it's still considered the same nesina if I cut it short, but if I have in mind half the paper, it's a different nesina. Why? Because if I have in mind half the paper, what the Ramban seems to be holding is that my das of what I'm going to give is going to define the cheftza of the get. Okay? So if I have a long piece of paper and I have in mind that my vichosav and vinosan is going to relate to half of it, then I really have two things on one long piece of paper. I have a get and a piece of paper. I have a get and a piece of paper. Okay? I have a get and a piece of paper. So what? So what? Who cares? Yoshka, you have a get and a piece of paper. So what? What? So who cares? There's no way to have two things.
Put it together. So you can't give
one. So then he's saying there's a difference between a nesina of one entity and a nesina of two things. Right? But if I have one long get and I cut it short, that's not qualitatively a different kind of a nesina. You understand? That's not a different kind of a nesina. The difference is, if I have in mind the short get, so now I've set up two cheftzaos in this one long piece of paper, there are two entities. So a nesina of two entities is different, a qualitatively different kind of a nesina. It's a different kind of a nesina than the... Oh, you could. But then giving that entity would require a ketzitza. That's no good. To make it into the nesina that you want...
It's impossible to do.
You would have to do ketzitza. So, you understand?
What do you mean? Well, I'm not seeing the difference. The case of the cow, you could give...
Oh, not to the cow, not to the cow. So I'm trying to say like this. Like, in other words, if you had in mind the whole piece of paper, so then you're defining the whole parchment is get. Now, in terms of a mice and the sina, there's no qualitative difference if it's a bigger get or a shorter get. If it's a longer get or a shorter get. That's not going to change the type of nesina that you have. You understand? It's all a nesina that's exclusively get. Right?
What about the extra piece? That's
yeah, well, and you
the extra piece is just part of the get. What I'm saying is that what makes the nesina different, the entities that are being transferred.
In the case, you're not separating two entities, you're just making them smaller.
Correct. So what nesina was I going to give before? Get. What nesina am I giving? Get. But if I had in mind to have a get and a piece of paper together, right? If I had in mind that the get should reside in the top half of the paper, so then the nesina of this cheftza is a nesina of shnei dvarim. That's what it has to be.
You're saying the paper is not shnei dvarim.
No, but
now. What? No, what are the shemos? Now my mice and nesina is relating to two shemos. There's a get. And then there's just a piece of paper, right? A nesina of two things is definitively different than the nesina of one thing.
I'm just not understanding how you're defining two things or one thing.
Oh, two things are where I have in mind that the shame of the get will only be on the top part of this parchment.
So even though it's one piece of paper, you're giving two things.
That's right. Because
okay.
I have in mind, that's what I'm saying your das can do. The nesina bidaita will limit what the cheftz of the get is. If I have in mind when I write it to be no sane, only the top half, right, then I'm defining as my entity of get
the
top half.
You're going to give the whole thing, but you're only giving the top half of the get.
No. Absolutely not. If when I write it, I have in mind that I'm going to only give the top half, I have in mind before and I'm going to that when I'm done, I'm going to cut it and give it, then I'm saying the cheftza of get is only the top half.
Yeah.
So memela, this piece of parchment has two identities. And therefore, the nesina is going to be a different type of a nesina. Then, if I would just give a get, it's like a matana and a get. It's like a get and a matana together. Right? But you can only qualify the maisa. You can't split the maisa into two sections. The maisa is one maisa. So now you have one maisa relating to two operations. That's different than one maisa of just nesina to get. Okay? So that's what he's saying. He's saying that the nesina of the get, that maisa nesina, is impossible unless I cut off the other part first. Hold on. And that would be qualitatively different things. But if I have a long get, because I had in mind that the whole thing would be get, right? So then the maisa is qualitatively the same. It's just a question of how much, it's just a question of what have how long the get is. But that doesn't change the nesina. My das, that once I have in mind that the whole parchment is get, then it's only one maisa nesina as I get. There aren't two identities here. It's only nesina as I get. So there's no difference if I cut it off. I'm not changing the nesina. It's not by cutting it off, I'm not making a new maisa nesina that wasn't available before. So it's efshar. It goes back to the original thing. As long as it's efshar, you can't say it's mechusar maisa. You understand? But when I write it on a Karen Shel Para, no matter what I think,
even if you have to bring the whole thing,
no matter what I think originally,
right.
he's saying there's always, since the thing that you're cutting off, since the Karen, since the thing that's being left over has its own shame, then definitively there's a difference between the Mesira of a Karen alone and the Mesira of the Karen with the Para.
Das is not going to help by far.
Das is not going to help.
Because there's already a definition.
Because definitively the maisa is different.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Parchment has no definition unless you define it as either a get or just a not or nothing. But the ikkar problem is like this. When at the outset there are two nesinas available, right? One with the cutting and one without the cutting, then it's going to be puzzle to cut it. Because then you're going to say the nesina I gave was impossible without ketzitza. That's considered mechusar maisa. You understand? So there are two ways that there are two types of nesina originally available. One is that it's really just one long klaf, and bidas, I make it differentiation. Normally everything would be considered the border of the get. Right? You always have a border of the get. So normally everything would be considered the border of the get. Unless I have a mind to keep it. Right? So if I have a mind to keep it, then it's koveya, this is two chefsos, which makes it possible to have two nesinas. That's the important part. That the two entities, you have to follow the chain of logic here. The chain of logic is that the das in the beginning, which makes two entities, now makes it capable of a different nesina than if you just gave the thing alone. That means that the nesina of the thing alone is impossible, unavailable, without the, therefore... Therefore, you have the problem of ketzitza. I'll have to come back and think about it a little more. If I'm right, there's a psul mechetza. But he's saying the other way is that definitively there are two different types of nesina. That's when the chefza itself, when the entities themselves are definitively different from each other. Parchment and parchment is not definitively different. It's only because you endow one half with the shame get and the other half with the shame of nothing. But you let it remain as nothing. But if the thing I cut off intrinsically has its own shame and is not just considered a remnant of the other thing, then that shows you that they're definitively different cheftzos. And if they're definitively different cheftzos, then the mesira of the whole para and the mesira of the keren are at the outset two different types of mesina. And if you take the one that's not available, then you say that mesina is impossible right now.
Par has its own shame because of the
opening. That's why he says anything that when you cut it off has its own shame, that the remainder is not just considered a remainder of the original thing, shows you it's definitively two different things.
Is that like a halachic definition, or is that like something that has its own shame? Like, or is that like a practical definition?
Well, it's man.
So it's like a practical thing, like what we wouldn't call a cow the leftover.
Yeah,
music.
Correct. Like right, like you have bari, like you have a halacha of a similar thing, like you have like a halacha of a beria, right? So you say a beria is never a batal. So how do you define? How do you know when something's a beria and when something's not a beria? So one of the tests is you say if you cut it, does it lose its shame? Right. So for instance, if I have an ant and I cut it in half, it's now a half an ant. But if I have a piece of chalev and I cut it in half, it's still a piece of chalev. So some things are, you know, some things have a shame and some things are just quantitatively different. Right? But that's, the test is, does man have a separate name for the thing? That's the test. Okay.
There's two different issues here. One is just giving the law of kapha. If you had in mind that you're going to give a short get and then you cut it. So you wrote a long get and you give a short get.
If you have in mind to give the long get originally.
No, you have in mind to give the short get.
No, then you didn't give a long get.
And then you cut it and you give the short get.
Oh. So you want to know what's the psul. What exactly is the psul? Right? Let me hear. Let me hear. Tell me the cases. What's the psul of the short get? The psul of the short get is what I had in mind to give it originally, short.
Right, and then you cut it and gave it short.
But I'm not calling that a psul of the short get.
What's that psul?
That's a psul in ketzitza. That is mechusar ketzitza. That the nesina of the short get is mechusar ketzitza.
Nesina of the short get.
In other words, the nesinas haget that I originally envisioned, right, which was the short half, is impossible now without ketzitza.
But the fact that you cut it isn't.
No. Well, that gets back to Robbie's question. We have to think. We have to really think about this. Robbie's question, that if I had in mind to cut it initially, to give her the short get, is it puzzle right away, or is it only puzzle if I cut it? That's also your question now.
Well, why would
right?
It puzzle right away? If you give the whole thing, it's not puzzle. How can you say it's puzzle right away?
Oh, could same reason.
Because you could say it's puzzle right away. You could say it's puzzle right away, because I had in mind the small get, the nesina of the small get, and now that's mechusar maisa. So when I write it, I'm writing it on something that's not capable of the Maisa Gittin that I envisioned.
It wouldn't be good if you get the whole thing.
Because you can't give the big one.
Why can't you give the big one?
Because your das created
no,
the
you
small
don't.
No, it's like this. No, if we want to examine the Parah case. That's obviously the place to look. Mm-hmm. Because by the Parah, it does matter what you do. Right? By the Parah, it does matter what you do. Because if you give the whole Parah, it's good. But if you write about if you cut off the karen, it's no good. Mm-hmm. So the question is, what was the das in the case of the parah? Was the das they will be able to prove it? If the das by the case of the parah was to cut off the karen and give it, then you see it matters. Then you see it's not possible right away. It depends on what you do.
Right.
Right. So what does he say? Let's look at his lashon again. Oh, so he answers your question. So from Lashon of Haigon, all he says is, if you have in mind to cut it, you can't cut it. Right? That's what he says.
Right.
He answers your question. He's saying it's only possible when you set it up like that and then do it. But if you had in mind to cut it and gave the whole thing, it would not be possible.
Right.
So we have to think about that a little.
Right.
Right. Right. So the Ran and the Ramban, and when they quote Rav Haigon, they say clearly that the only psul is if you had in mind initially to cut it, and then you cut it. But if you had in mind to cut it, and you don't cut it, it's fine. It's fine. So let's just see if we can, let's define the psul. Right, so if I wrote it on the Karen Shel Parah, no matter what I have in mind, now there's only one Nesina available. There's Nesina Sapara. Right? And if I cut it off and give a Karen, which is a different kind of a Nesina entirely, then it's possible. Because that Nesina, like the Ramban says, is a different Nesina. Right? And if I had in mind to only give half of the shtar, half of the document, half of the parchment, half of the cloth, I should say, right? Then the only Nesina that's available is the combined Nesina. Right? The only Nesina available now is the combined Nesina. Mm-hmm. So I have to give that nesina. If I cut it off, I rebound. But if I have in mind to give the whole klaf as one document, then the nesina doesn't change no matter what I do. Right? So how would you define the psul? That's the facts. Right? Those are the facts. Is that a good recitation of the facts? Shai? Okay. So what's the psul? Or what's the din? What's the requirement? In other words, now we have a major problem in Ramban, because now he's contradicting himself. Because his original problem with learning the sugya the way everyone else was learning is, he says, you never find the psul of mechusar maisa when you could do the mitzvah without the katzisa. Right? So by ir nidachas, you can't burn the stuff without uprooting it. You just can't do it. Or by kvura, you can't do the kvura without taking the wood out. Right? But here, his whole argument is, it doesn't make sense. You can give the whole piece of paper, so what's the problem? Right? So he works out this whole svara that the problem is that you have in mind first to give the small piece, and now it's a different nesina. Yeah, but when you go back to the original problem that he had, I could say he still has the same problem. Why? Because he himself agrees, that would be good if you have in mind to write on a small piece of paper and it's a puzzle. Then I'd say it's good. But since he agrees in the end, if I write it with the intention to give half the paper, I can still give the whole paper, right? So you see, it's not mechusar maisa again. Now he just removed the whole problem, mechusar maisa. Because his original problem was, whenever you're able to do the maisa mitzvah without the katzitza shouldn't be a problem.
Even if you do the katzitza.
It just doesn't exist. Right. But now he's saying that you can still give the whole document. You can still give the whole cloth, and it would be good. Even though I have in mind only to write it on the small half, it would still be good to give the whole cloth. Right?
Even without changing your das?
Yeah.
Changing my das was too late. What do you mean? My das was to give the top half. Oh yeah, change my das. I want to give the bottom. I want to give the whole thing.
I want to give the whole thing.
I want to give the whole thing.
Okay, fine.
So you see though that taking away the katzitz is not necessary. Because I still give the whole thing.
So that's not your question.
So why is this a problem now?
I mean, it's not mechuzar katzitza because part of his thing that he needs more of the build up.
Right, so take the para case. Okay. Take the para case. If you don't like das. Para case was I have stam das to give the whole thing.
Well, das doesn't help by para.
Right. So I have in mind whatever. I'm going to give the whole cow.
Yeah.
Can I give the whole cow?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah. So what's the difference if I cut it off? You know what I mean? He still seems to, in the end, fall into his own trap.
Question, right.
Fall into his own question. If his whole problem in the beginning was, whenever you don't need to do the katzitza is nothing, so he wound up in the same problem. What did he achieve?
Is that the...
So obviously, I'm slightly misstating the Ramban. For dramatic effect. How am I wrong? How am I misstating the Ramban? Because he doesn't say that the mitzvah is not available. Right? He says that the maisa is not available. Am I right? Right. You hear what I'm saying, Aaron? The Ramban doesn't say the problem. The Ramban didn't criticize the original problem because the mitzvah is unavailable. Because the maisa is unavailable. So over here, the maisa that you need to do.
Okay.
The maisa that you're doing. See, think it through carefully. What I'm saying is that my question is based on a false reading of the Ramban. That his problem initially was that the mitzvah was unable to be done without the katzitza.
Yeah.
Here you have a strange case where the mitzvah can be done without the katzitza. But this maisa that you ultimately do cannot. You hear the chiluk?
The mitzvah can, but the maisa cannot.
Exactly. It's an amazing Ramban, right? In other words, normally, you don't have a thing like that. Normally, if the tree is growing in the ground, I can't do the maisa, and therefore the mitzvah is completely unavailable. Right? Or if the offer, your nidachas, is offer, I simply can't do the maisa, and I can't do the mitzvah. But here, there are two maisios available to do the same mitzvah. Right? I can give the double document, the double paper, or I can cut it and give the pure get. Right? So the problem of the Ramban was not that I could do the mitzvah. That's not what he says. It doesn't say mechusar maisa is when you can't do the mitzvah. Mechusar maisa is when you can't do the maisa that you're doing. You hear?
I think so.
So I could do the mitzvah by doing a different maisa. But if I want to do the maisa of nesinas haget be'atzmo, right, alone, independently, that maisa is unavailable without the katzitza. You hear, Shai?
So the question is, well, if you do the mitzvah, then why is the maisa important?
Okay, well, that we're getting back to what exactly the psul is. But I'm just showing you that the Ramban is not falling into his own problem. The problem that he puts out does not turn on him. Because his problem, I'm showing you how to think about that. If you look at it carefully, definitively, the problem is not. He doesn't say that mechusar katzitza is not a. He doesn't say you don't call it mechusar katzitza if you could do the mitzvah another way. It's if you can do the maisa without it. In other words, if I have the long eights, if the guy is hung on a long stick that's leaning on the wall, like Rabbi Yossi holds, you say there'd be no problem to cut it. Why? Because the maisa of burying the guy with the stick, I can do. Right? Or if I wrote the long get, if I wrote the get and I deemed the whole thing get. That maisa I could do. The only problem is when I have a dual document, I can't give a single document without the maisa katzitza. It has nothing to do with whether I can do the mitzvah of giving a get. It has to do with this. It's a problem in the maisa. But let's define it a little bit better. I'm just trying to show you, don't get confused, that the Ramban has the same problem that he's trying to avoid.